Thank you, Oliver. Hi, Jose.
Hi.
Hey, Jose, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good.
That's good, that's good. So my name is David. I'm the director in charge of State of California. It's nice to meet you, brother. Let's see what we have in store for you today. Now, I got Westside HVAC Pros out of 90034.
Yeah.
All right, let me get your list and hold it for you real quick and see what this one's going to have. 90034. So it looks like this one is going to have a mile radius of up to 50 miles. That's 50. Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. 25 is okay too. Like 25 mile radius is okay.
Okay, so you want a 25 mile radius? Okay. So then that's perfectly fine, right? Like I said, you can cover up to the 50, but what we'll do is we'll use geofencing and we'll trim out your service area, right? So basically you'll list zip code cities, you let us know like a 25 mile radius in any direction. We'll put up the geofencing for you in that area. Now you'll have first page placement on Google, Bing, as well as Apple Maps, and discoverable within Siri and Alexa, the voice search. You will also have an active listing on Yelp, as well as social media hosting, and a website that we'll put together for you with this listing, okay? Now it's not charged per click, or per job, or per phone call. It's one flat rate, so it doesn't matter how many jobs you get or how big they are, your payment always stays the same, okay? Now this listing right here is listed at $299, bills once a month for that amount, and that's with everything included, okay? Now, as far as the website, it's up within the first 7 to 14 days. Your social media as well within the first 7 to 14 days. Your directory submission
is
going live.
I need to do all the social media stuff. I don't have it.
Okay, like the Facebook business profile? You don't have that one up yet?
Yeah, I don't have it.
Okay.
I'm not, or if I do, I'm not really maintaining.
Yeah, what? I'm sorry.
If I have it, I'm not maintaining the stuff. You know, I'm not really.
You're not upkeeping
the stuff. I started using the media for personal, and now it's mixed.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah, it's mixed.
Like the Instagram, I need to erase all the personal stuff and only use it for the, you know.
Yeah, well, here's the beauty, right? We're going to be able to separate that for you. Okay, so basically what you'll do is you're going to go in and just click to open a business page, and all you have to do is put your business name on it. Nothing else. Just put Westside HVAC Pros. You're going to promote us as a manager there. What we're going to do for you is as a part of that $299, not only is it website, but with the social media hosting, every day, all week long, we're going to be putting ads out towards your peak service hours. Okay, you're going to get about 200 to 250 ads all month. Now, not only are we going to promote your business through the peak service hours within your area, if anybody goes in and they ask their friends for a suggestion like, hey, I need a new AC system install. Any suggestions? You don't even need to know these people. As long as they're within your service area, as they begin looking through their Facebook, your flyer shows automatically on the timeline. It's really great for new customer acquisition, right? So that one all happens in the short term, right? Now, in the long term, what we're doing is we are anchoring you on that first page of Google, and when we begin programming by day 45, you'll find yourself there as well as your website with all your keywords and your business information, right? That way, when customers are looking, they're able to find you. Now, they're in the L.A. area. Let's see here.
Yeah. I'm in the West L.A. area.
Yeah. I see that. Now, have you ever thought of listing your business in the Google Verified area?
A little bit of that, but because I'm a little bootlegger, I don't have a shop. Like, I put my apartment, the address for my apartment, and I don't want to put it. Be like, when I have more money, do more advertisements, then I get a shop. You know what
I
mean?
See, it's a good thing you're on the phone with me then today, right? Because here's how it works. Whenever you have your Google business profile, and I see your address here listed as 1041 Venice Boulevard in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, that's a UPS box. I don't have it anymore. I have another one. 1073. what was the address?
It was 1401 Venice Boulevard.
Yeah, we can change it, right? Because I don't use that one anymore.
For sure. Now, here's what I'm going to do for you, okay? Now, we're going to get your business verified where you're from, right? If it's an apartment, that's okay. Because what we do for you is we mask your service address. So customers will never see the address of your business, right? Now, what they will see is a map section with a trimmed out area that's highlighted. And inside of that highlight area, that's your service area. And then they will see a red ping that shows that's where you're servicing, right? So the advantages of that is right now when they're searching for you, it's showing like a tobacco outpost, right? And it's not showing an HVAC company. So that's really going to hurt some of your traffic. Now, when we update your Google Business profile, they're going to see pictures of your work. They're going to see your service radius. They're going to be able to click to see your website. They're going to be able to call you directly. And they're never going to be able to see an address of where you're working at. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So, got it.
Let's see here. Now, the first things that we want to do is...
Because I paid somebody before for this, and the guy put my apartment address, and my son was doing that. I put him in charge. I go, why would you do that? That looks terrible. And then he goes, I wasn't thinking, but... So I got turned off and I didn't do any more, but I want to start doing a little bit again because, you know, I want to get out there in the web.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, where you're at, literally where you're at, there's so many searches going on right now for HVAC. There's no reason why you don't have 3 to 4 jobs every day. I mean, look, here's the deal. If you do a search right now in your area and you do home HD repair near me.
I believe you. You don't have to tell me on that. I just gotta do it, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. So what I was gonna show you is how much service you're getting, not just that, where your placement is gonna be. Okay, because that's where we're actually gonna place your business. KW Plumbing and Heating, 2,600 reviews. Brody Pennell, 4,600. This is where we're gonna grow your profile into, okay? So a few updates that you're gonna need right out the gate while I look at your profile. Right now, you have no hours of operation listed there, so nobody knows when you're open or closed. So we're going to update that for you as well. We'll make sure they'll stay updated through the holidays and any type of updates you need. Okay, so I mean, if you're ready to get started working today, basically what we'd be looking at is the first payment is $299. You did qualify to have your initial setup fees waived.
What was your name again, buddy?
My name's David.
David. You think I can start from scratch, do another page and all that? And do
a whole new Google Business profile? Absolutely. We can definitely start you on.
And if I need to link my Instagram, can I do another one, another Instagram or no? Or use the same one I have?
So you can link your Instagram to your Facebook. That's not a problem, right? But what we're going to be working with is your Facebook Business profile. And what you would do is when
can we make another Facebook profile for the business?
For sure. So all you're going to want to do there is just offer your personal one. You would just go in or just offer a new email address. Just go open a new one, and all you're going to do is put the name on it. The name of your business is all we'll need, and then we'll take it from there. So you just put Westhead HVAC Pros, and then promote us as a manager. Now, the reason why we do that is because we want that profile to be your profile. Because if we go and create something, we end up being the owner of it, and that's not good for anybody because it's your business, right?
So you want me to have control over my stuff.
Exactly. We want you to have control over your own business. Exactly. You just put it to the manager, and we'll go fix that for you.
How would I know I'm getting a job from your channel, from your way?
That's a great question.
You know,
and I'll show you. So... you have access to what's called your Google Business Analytics Dashboard, okay? Now, on that dashboard, it's going to show you where your searches are coming from. Basically, when somebody finds you on Google, it'll show you exactly where. If it was 15 miles out, what neighborhood, it'll show you where that search came from, right? If it came from Facebook, it's going to show you how many clicks you're getting on your ads at Facebook. It's going to show you how many through the website. At the end of every week, you'll get an update. If you have 9 new customers, 10 new customers, it'll show you their phone numbers. You can even play back and listen to the phone calls, right? Now, when the customers are calling you and you ask them, hey, how did you find me? Oh, you know, we found you on Facebook, or, oh, we Googled you and we found you, you know, they're on the first page. You look through your tracking, and it shows right there the same thing. So you know exactly where your leads are coming from.
Okay. And then another question, most important, Is it going to be easy to get in touch with you guys if I have any questions?
Absolutely. As usual, it's dialing your phone or logging into your dashboard. The reason why I say that is because we have a 24/7 customer service dedication hotline. And I'll text you out that number right now. It's our 877 number. I'm in office here in California from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we're located in California as well. We're in Fountain Valley. Okay?
That's all right. Let's get started then. I want to do it.
Okay. So I went ahead and set up a dashboard for you already. I sent you some logins and a password right now. I just texted it out to you. Now, the first thing I'm going to need is your hours of operation that you want listed on the Google Network.
Put it 24 hours.
Okay, 24/7. And is that 7 days a week?
Because I'm slow right now, so I'm willing to go anytime.
Okay.
You know? So then I can change it later, right? When I have an enormous amount of business, I can change it to regular hours, right?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Once you get out there, the biggest thing is being 24/7, you're always going to have that prime visibility, right? Because you're always open. Whenever business is closed, that's when they kind of go. Anyways, so good deal, 24/7. Now, the new business address, and like I said, we can use your home address, even if it's an apartment. We're going to mask it. Nobody will ever see it.
Okay, the new business address that you want to know?
Yes.
Okay, well, say that. Okay. Okay, 1 second. So it's my new UPS box, okay? 10736 Jefferson Boulevard, Culver City, California, 90230. And then the box is 662, the little... I choose UPS address because it has a regular address, not a P.O. box address.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. As long as it's not a P.O. box. Yeah, because Google won't accept the P.O. box, but let's see. I got 10736 Jefferson Boulevard. Can you say, where was that at? What city?
Culver City, California. C-U-L-V-E-R, city in California. And then the box number is 662, like an apartment number. I kind of like make it seem like it's like a unit number, office number.
Okay. So is it like P.O. Box 662 or just 662 or?
No. The address is 10736 Jefferson Boulevard.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It should be 10736 Jefferson Boulevard, number 662, Culver City, California, 90230. That's the way it should be.
Okay.
Eventually, I want to get a little shop or something to legalize everything, you know, make sure that... Well, I'm there, right? Because people have asked me, you have a shop? And, I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah, and you see, the thing is, in all honesty, and remember, we've been doing this for 22 years now, so we work with a lot of businesses. A lot of HVAC companies, small and medium sized, they're all working out of home. Now, there's no reason why, you know, you can get verified from your home address, even an apartment. I would even recommend it. It's a lot easier for you that way, right? Because
if I start getting jobs from you guys, you know, maybe I can invest more money, you know, put more money into advertisement, you know, to come up first, you know, mm-hmm. And then want to get things rolling now. Because when Yelp used to be good at one time, I was paying like $3,000 a month, and it was giving me a lot of business, but then it wasn't good anymore, so I stopped. I mean, I used to use Yelp, but Google's the main thing now.
For sure. Okay, so we're doing 24/7. You said a 25-mile radius, right?
Yeah, 25-mile radius.
Okay.
And let me see how far that is. 1 second. Well, 50 miles is far away. That's like Victorville. So 25 miles. Let's start 25 miles.
Okay. Right, we got 25 miles. Okay, so what I'll do now is I'm going to read you what's called a voice verification, okay? With this one, basically I go over the program, I explain it to you, If you have any questions, you just let me know. That way I get them answered. So that way you have a good understanding of the program, how it works. And I do this before I even take any type of billing information. Sound fair?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So I'll go ahead and get started. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance outlined in service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Westside HVAC Pro.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Jose Bonilla, president and owner of Westside HVAC Pro.
Okay, so are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of your account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number under Local Splash in your contacts, right? What I'm going to do for you is I'm going to text that out to you right now, so that way it goes right to your phone, as well as the extension directly to my office. That way you can call us at any time. Second, I'll send that one right over. Now you can receive text messages right to the phone that you're speaking to me on.
Yeah, I can receive text messages to this.
There it comes. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question on the account. You can ensure the call is always coming from us and not another company. Now you have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
Which one would you like?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. What would that be?
M-A-T-U-S.
M-A-T-U-S, okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives your required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include a LLC license, proof of insurance, or a Google verified application, any other items recommended for Google business profile verification. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on February 23rd, 2026. An unrefundable amount of $299. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 23rd day of each month in the amount of $299. It's a monthly reoccurring payment.
Oh.
Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, the termination fee would apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Now, what's your last name, Mr. Jose?
Bonilla. Yes, and boy, O-N-I-L-L-A.
Okay, one I, two L's. Bonilla.
Yeah, B-O-N-I.
L-L-A. Gotcha. Okay. Now, the new address that we're using is 10736 Jefferson Boulevard. That's number 662 in Culver City, California. Correct?
Yeah, Culver City, California. Okay.
And by any chance, you have the zip code for that business?
That's the code. 90230.
90230. Okay, let me update that one. Okay, now what's a good email address for you so I can send you to your calendar for your onboarding call?
The word website, like the name, HVAC, the number one, at iCloud.com.
Okay, my site, HVAC1 at iCloud.com. Perfect. All right, so I'm going to pull up the calendar and see what times we have available for tomorrow. Let's see. Okay, so for tomorrow in the morning, I have 9 a.m., 9:30, 10 a.m., 10:30, and 11 a.m. Which one works best for you?
For what?
Think about.
For what?
We're gonna get back on the phone, and we're going to have your onboarding call. So basically, we're going to be going through setups. You don't need to be in front of a computer. As long as you can answer the phone, it may take 20 to 30 minutes, just depending on how many questions you may have. Basically, we're going to be setting up all your information and getting you going.
Can we do Thursday?
Thursday?
Because I have a job. Like Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, pretty busy. And Thursday I have free, and then Friday I have another job. So okay. Thursday would be great.
Thursday I have more time slots available. So I have anything from 7 a.m. all the way to 1:30 p.m. What works for you?
7 a.m.
You want to do the very first one at 7 a.m.? Okay. Let me get down in there for you.
What's the name of the company?
My name. Go ahead.
What's the name of your company again?
We're Local Splash. Based in Fountain Valley, California.
Local Splash, okay.
That's right. And you'll get that right on your email. You're also going to see me. My name is David Gonzalez, and I'm here. I mean, you'll see my email address attached to yours. So you just received that email. All right, now we're ready for billing info. Are you going to use a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Let me give you my Visa.
Okay. Ready?
My Visa is
2489 3438. Expiration? 0429. And CVV?
236.
Okay, go ahead and update this one for you.
Yeah, if it goes well, then I want to invest more.
Absolutely. So I'm super excited that we're getting started here. What we're going to be able to do for you is once we get your Google Business Profile built and we get you to your fifth five-star review, I'm going to be giving you a call back and we're going to get you into the Google Verified Network. Now, Google Verified is no doubt the gold standard, right? And you're right underneath it. So we're right there on the edge and we're about to get there. So super excited to help you get there. Now, what you're going to receive right now is you're going to get three messages that are going to come through back to back to back, right? One of them will say initial invoice. If you can click on the one that says initial invoice for me, that'd be great.
Okay, let me see. Okay. And is it going to come on the text or the email?
It'll come through text message to 310-936-6544.
Okay, it hasn't come in yet. Let's see. Not yet. I don't have it. Let me see. Yeah, not yet. No,
it should be going right over. They all get sent out at the same time, so they can take it for like a minute or two, but it'll get right over.
Okay, I got it. Jose, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
So click on the link.
Yeah, go ahead and click on that one for me and open it up. That's going to be your initial invoice. It'll ask you if we can, if it's okay for us to text you and call you. So if you can put the two, if you can put the check marks there, that the payments are reoccurring monthly.
So click here, type your name, Jose Bonilla, and then confirm signature, right? I did it. Oh, I agree. And that's three clicks. And then username, right?
And username, that's right.
Any specific letters or anything?
No. That you would just put in your name.
So it says username. And then I put Jose Bonilla, 1969, my birthday. My year I was born. And I'm gonna take a photo of that one. And then the password, any password I want or?
Okay, so the password should be there. Let me pull up the message I was sent to you. So you're logging into your dashboard right now, right?
Yeah, welcome to Local Splash, sign in with your credentials below.
Okay, so your username is gonna be your phone number, 310.
Okay, so change it to my phone number. Okay.
Yeah, and remember, I text you that, right? So when when I text you, that's your username, it's the phone number, and then it'll say password, get clicks. And I texted it to you, so that way, if you ever forget, it's right there in your text messages.
And then the password will be what?
Get clicks. That's GETCLICKS. No spaces, just get clicks.
Okay, get clicks. Let me see. I can have a show, no? Like, get clicks. So let me take a picture. Okay. Remember me and sign in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then say password. Something happened. I went get clicks. Invalid username. So let me see. Get clicks. Let me see. With an S, get clicks at the end or what? Right?
No, it's just get clicks. Let me see real quick. Let me go back to it. I just went to the other side of the account. Get clicks, yes, with an S at the end.
Okay. And then I said, remember me, sign in. But it keeps telling me invalid username. What the username is that? So, do I have to have spacing on the phone number?
No spacings at all. All the numbers are two, just all together with no dashes.
So that's what I did, but it keeps telling me invalid. Is it get clicks is capital letters or regular?
All regular, all lowercase. So if you go to your text messages, right, you'll see it says, go to the text message and where it says.
Okay, it went in because I was doing capital. Now I'm in now.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that way with those credentials right there, even if you want to cut and paste them or whatever, you'll be good to go. Yeah, they'll get right in there.
Okay, I'm here. It says total results 0, local lead 0, CEO of everything right now. BBD, Google Partner, Threadwave, Rapid SSL. You don't do nothing with Angie's List or anything like that, right?
No, we do not work with Angie's List or HomeAdvisor.
All right. And the address, can we change it to the other address? Because I see business info, 10401. Can we change the address to the other one?
Yes. So I'm updating the address to 10736 Jefferson Boulevard, number 662.
Yeah.
That's going to be the new address that we're going to verify for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's next?
You'll see that change. I should see that updated for you as well. All righty, so I see you updating your terms and conditions. Fantastic. It looks like you logged in, right, to the dashboard. It looks like you logged in.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yep. Now, you're going to start seeing all your data starts being transmitted. Like I said, within the first 5 to 7 days, your directory submissions start going. 7 to 14 is going to be your social media and your website. So, if you want, over the next couple of days before we get to Thursday, if you just want to go and set up that Facebook profile, all you got to do is just put website HVAC Pro and just leave it alone. You're going to promote it to manager. We're going to get in there. We'll build it for you. You can send us over any pictures of your work, anything you want, and we'll get that.
Okay. So open a Facebook website, HVAC Pro, and that's it.
And that's it, yes. Put the name on it. Leave it like that. And then once we get back on the phone for your onboarding on Thursday, I'm going to call you with our onboarding agent, and then we'll get the information there, like from the actual link for your Facebook. We'll go to manager from there, and we begin programming.
Okay.
All righty, Ms. Josette. Well, I definitely appreciate it. It's been a pleasure meeting you. I'm super excited to be able to help you out. If you have any questions, I'll be back in office tomorrow at 7 a.m. Now, as you can see in the dashboard, right when you open it, there's an area there that you can get a hold of us directly to. So if you ever have any questions, feel free to access me there. You can call directly, or you can even text me back, right? So if you ever send me a text message where I text you from, it'll come right to my desk. Let me know, hey, Dave, I got a question. I'll give you a call, okay? I'll make sure you're always taking care of. And other than that, we'll go ahead and dismiss, and then we'll reconvene on Thursday for your onboarding phone call.
All right, I'll see you Thursday.
Okay, we'll talk to you on Thursday, 7 a.m. Have a good one, sir. It's been a pleasure. Talk to you soon, brother. We'll get working on this.
Bye.